Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if the whiskey doesn't get me, I know the memories will. 'Cause you left a hole in my heart, too deep to fill. But a drink or two, maybe three or four, for a while you're out of sight. It's a headache tomorrow, or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues go round, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome, baby, I'm high as a kite. When you came waiting for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow, or a heartache tonight. No matter which one you choose, you lose. But I know which one I'll take. When that sun comes up tomorrow, something's gonna ache. If I can take a pill to kill the pain, well, I know it'll be alright. It's a headache tomorrow, or a heartache tonight. The sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. I'm so low down and lonesome, I'm as high as a kite. When you came with, sun goes down, the blues come around, and the choice is black and white. So low down and lonesome, I'm high as a kite. When you came waiting for losing, you know it's just not right. It's a headache tomorrow, or a heartache tonight. From a jack to king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right and made me king of your heart. For just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time, I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. That made me king of your heart. to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. That made me king of your heart.
Hey everybody, Kyler Davenport here on blogtalkradio.com, coming to you from skype.com. Good to be on tonight. Haven't been doing a lot of radio lately. We've had the 24-hour station down, and we've been working on Blog Talk Radio, getting ready to leave Blog Talk Radio again and go over to talkshoe.com, and I think we're going to be doing a lot of work on YouTube. I think that's going to be the place where we land. If we can learn how to use it correctly and make it come out right, I think we're going to be using YouTube for a lot of our production, both podcast and regular radio. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting year. And as many of you know, I've been sick up and down with my knees, my feet. Got to go in for some surgeries. Been thinking about retiring from radio. Been thinking about giving it up completely. Been thinking about getting off Facebook. But I'm not the only one. There's many people out there that have already left Facebook and are leaving in droves. If we know what the word droves, I guess that's a drover. Yeah, drover in droves. They're leaving for various reasons. And, of course, with Windows 10 coming in, the largest spyware program known to mankind, people are leaving even more so. It's difficult to promote these radio shows. It's very hard to promote internet radio with hundreds of thousands of hosts out there. It's not an easy thing to do when you don't have money. It's not an easy thing to do when you're not funded. It's not that we're not popular. It's not that we can't be more popular. It's just the circumstances, the way they are, we don't have mainstream money. That's why we're called Alternative Public Radio International. If we had mainstream money, we'd have a built-in audience overnight. Unfortunately, we and a lot of other alternative stations don't have that kind of money to throw around. And we don't have the right products to sell. We don't have the right services to promote. And we're just kind of out here winging it on our own. My numbers on Facebook have fallen from 6,000 to, I think, 145 and gone back up again to 500 and back down again to 125, 23. My post engagement is pathetic. I don't want to sound whiny tonight, but I know that I'm not the only one going through all of this. I know that there are millions of you going through the same thing I'm going through tonight. I'm just not just fed up with radio. I'm fed up with the world in general. I may or may not go into all of it tonight. I don't know. Just fed up with the world in general, the hologram, the whole quantum part of it, the quantum physics, quantum mechanics, Agenda 21, HARP, DARPA, Federal Reserve, chemtrails, Jade Helm, MKUltra, the whole nine yards. It's a big spin. It's a big Black Widow's web we've all been pulled into. I was listening to a Buddhist PhD today talking, and he was talking about inner peace. Finding your inner peace, finding your inner self. And I was listening to another PhD talk about morphogenesis, auras and magnetic fields and so forth, the collective imagination, collective consciousness. And, you know, all of these things are really bearing down on me very hard. I'm the only one that can make the decision as to what I want to do, whether I want to stay with radio or not. And, I don't have any help here, and I have no interns. I have no one to help me here. I'm disabled, and I'm just about ready to give it up, all of it. I think we'll see how things go over the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and see if we could turn things around. I really don't want to open the 24-hour station back up as bad of a record as we have being on air, not being consistent with you all. I definitely do not want to do that, try to pretend that everything's going to be okay when it's really not going to be okay. It's very depressing to know that we have such a wonderful spirit about us, and we have such passion, and we have such energy when it's there. It hasn't been there lately. I know all of you have gone through your ups and downs. The energy is just not there. I'm staying in the RV. It's tough taking a bath or no bath at all. It's tough cooking. It's tough getting in and out of bed, as sick as I am. It's tough not having any interns. The people we do bring in or have brought in have just sat around on their ass and did nothing, which is typical in today's culture, today's world. Yeah, it's a depressing show. It really is. I had a little falling out with some folks over at the mortgage fraud division over there on Facebook. Those who were talking about mortgage fraud, mortgage fraud, mortgage fraud, that's all they think about is mortgage fraud. You know, there's a lot more going on in the world than fucking mortgage fraud. But I know it's tough. I know it's horrible. I know many people are being thrown out of their homes. But I can name, you know, 100 other things on the list tonight that we need to be worried about, and much more important than mortgage fraud. You know, my answer to all of that is just don't buy a fucking house in the first place. Just stay out of contracts. Just get off the grid as much as you possibly can without freezing your ass off. Just get off the grid, you know. Get away from contracts. Stay away from crazy people. Stay away from contracts. Try to eat right, exercise, do the best you can, take care of your health. You're number one, you know, you're number one. You got to take care of number one, numero uno, before you can take care of anybody else. And in today's culture, it's even tough to take care of anybody else because we don't grow up in a village anymore. We grow up in a very mixed up world, with a lot of mixed up, crazy fucking people, and it's getting more fucked up by the day, by the minute, by the second, by the hour. I had to say that, didn't I? It's getting really fucked up, folks. I mean, you know, I'm hardcore. I'm in your face. I've always been that way. But we've had some damn good shows over the years. I mean, we've had some really good shows. We've had some really good times. It was a lot happier when I had my mother here. You know, she passed away in 2008. I miss her with all my heart. It was a lot more fun then, I think, even though we weren't doing it as much the way we are now or the way we've tried lately. But it was much more fun when she was here. She was the centerpiece of our life, my life, and something to work for, something to move toward, something to get up in the morning for. I'm losing the ability to love life. I'm in mental health, as most of you know, with PTSD. I'm fed up with the mental health system all over the United States. I'm fed up with fucking politicians, fucking bureaucrats. I'm fed up with retail stores. I'm fed up with corporations, banks. I'm fed up with all of it. Municipalities, cities, states, counties, towns, townships, you name it. I'm fed up with it. It's all a fucking fiction. Christmas is a fiction. Halloween's a fiction. Easter's a fiction. Thanksgiving is a fiction. Look it up. Look it up. Study, research, do your homework. It's all fiction. It's all illusion. Peace today. How the hell can anybody be happy when they really are living in reality? You can't be happy living in reality. You cannot be happy fully comprehending and understanding what's going on in the world today. There's no possible way you could walk around with a big, stupid smile on your face. And if you did, I said you would have to be completely brainless and clueless to be able to go around with a silly smile on your face. But there are a lot of clueless people out there, clueless people out there that do that. There's a lot of clueless people on Facebook. It's a den of cluelessness there on Facebook. And got a caller coming in here. I'm gonna let them pop in here and see what's going on. I'm not even sure I'm on air, I'll tell you the truth. I'm such a draggy mood tonight. 337-370, you're on air with Kyler Davenport. Go ahead. 337, you're on with Kyler Davenport. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica, how you doing?
All right.
You driving?
All right. How you been? Of course, of course. I'm on my way to work early. And I said, well, let me just call and see if they have a show going tonight.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm just kind of a depressing show tonight, thinking about, you know, we haven't been up on the 24-hour station lately, and we've been running Blog Talk Radio. We're getting tired of the Blog Talk Radio, so we're going to be moving over to TalkShoe Radio. And just a lot of crazy things going on. My surgeries are coming up. I got to have knee surgery and this and that and the other. And I'm tired of Facebook, fucking Facebook, tired of Facebook, sick and tired of Facebook. You know,
right.
it's not doing us any good at all. The people that are over there are just yakety yak, 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 you know, this and that, bitch and moan and rave and rant and do nothing and go nowhere and do nothing. And it's the same old shit over there, you know, and it hit me the other day. Well, actually it hit me today. You know, I said, why the fuck am I here? You know, why the fuck am I on Facebook? You know, why would anybody be on Facebook unless they were just a fucking loser? You know what I mean? And they had no real life at all. I mean, Facebook sucks the life out of us. It sucks all of our time out of us. It takes away from our kids, our grandkids. It takes us away from our books, our studies, our school. It takes us away from everything. It puts us into some kind of a fake reality.
Yeah. Yeah, I do see that aspect of it, but like for me, joining Facebook was, you know, more like a class reunion because I didn't get to go to either one of mine, and that way I can keep in touch with my friends from high school and see their kids and their, you know, prom pictures, their wedding pictures, their grandkid pictures. I get
well,
to be
see,
a part of those milestones.
See, You know why, you know, I don't believe in all that. You know that it's NSA, DOD, DOJ, Department of Justice, Department of Defense,
yeah.
National Security Agency.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's like I don't dig that. See, I don't dig that. I mean,
yeah.
that's what they want you to do. That's what they want
yeah.
you to feel. The master. That's what the master wants you to feel. That's what the master wants you to do.
I know.
They want
you
to put your
Tyler? Yeah, but I feel like, you know, I see all these posts that you're making about, well, you used to make about, you know, the, I call it Big Brother, is over our shoulder and they're tracking us and they're watching us. And I agree with you 100%, but I don't feel like there's anything we can do about it at this point. I was talking
well,
to my
not.
Auntie yesterday, and I mean, they have infiltrated the country. I heard that there are 30,000 ISIS people already on the ground, and I know there's a training camp. I know they're watching us. I know they're here. So why should I live in fear of the inevitable?
Well, I'm not
well
afraid.
Enjoy what I
I'm
can.
Not afraid. No. I didn't say be afraid. You know, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid. You know,
right.
I know. You know me. I'm not afraid of those bastards. But
yes.
it's not that I'm afraid. I just like to – I'm bitching and moaning about it. I'm bitching about it. That's all. I'm just bitching about it. You know, Facebook does take our time away from what the fuck else we could be doing. You know, we could be doing something else, you know.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck be, but we could be doing something else. We could be, but we're so wrapped up in Facebook. I know people that are so addicted to Facebook that they don't even know if they have another life. They'll never know. They'll never know if they have another life, a wife, another girlfriend, another job, nothing.
That's terrible.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And as far as the kids, I don't believe in putting the kids' pictures on there because the DOD wants their faces for retail. wants their faces for retail, retail, retail. The banksters want their faces, so I don't believe in prostituting the kids' faces. I don't believe in prostituting our faces, but I do, and you do. We do. I do. Marion does. Put our face out there. I figure, what the hell? We're already out there, so what the hell? Like you said, we're already out there, so what the hell are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. You know, if we could go back, you know, if I could go back those 5 or so years, I may have done a lot of things differently. I'm not going to lie. It was very exciting because my junior year, I left everybody without warning and moved to another city. And some of those people I never saw again. And then being in the military, I didn't get to see those friends anymore either. So I really enjoyed reconnecting with them. But in hindsight, I do see the danger now. And I question a lot of these posts where all of a sudden, you know, we've been alive for decades, and now all of a sudden we're hearing about Sister Day and National Brother Day. Tag your brother, tag your sister. If you have a daughter you love, tag your daughter. I'm like, I feel like it's a tracking system behind
it
that, and it's just making it easier for them to find us.
It is.
And
it
everybody's
is.
A Christian now. They all want, click like if you love Jesus. Really? Why do I need to click like if I love Jesus? Seems like you should be able to know this by my life. What difference does it make? What do you care, you know? I feel like it's all a tracking system so they can find us. Hey, Kyle.
Well, yeah, I told you that. I told you that months ago.
Yeah. Have you heard about someone tagging people's mailboxes so they can come back and kill them or something like that?
No, I don't believe it.
I hadn't heard anything, but my aunt said that it was all over the news or something about they don't know what group or operation it is, but they're tagging people's mailboxes so they can come back and
No. It's not real. It's a myth.
Okay.
I went to the Postmaster General. I've got friends in the Postal Service. I've got family in the Postal Service, high up at the Postal Service, top secret.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's bullshit. Complete bullshit.
Okay.
The tag, the little circle on the mailbox, whatever, the little star, the little this, the little that. No, it's all bullshit. Complete bullshit. Tell your aunt it's bullshit.
Oh, okay.
They've already got your number. They don't need to put a damn sticker on your damn mailbox.
I hear you.
They don't need to do shit. They got your number. They know everything about you and everybody's in your house. They know everything about you. They know more about you than you know about you.
That's probably right.
I know it's right. I know it's right. And it's getting worse every day, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. And that pisses me off that people will not come together. You know how long I've been trying to get people to come together. You know how long I've been trying to get people. And you know how many notes I've written, how many essays I've written, how many works I've written, how many articles I've written about this. I've written about it in detail, and nobody gets it. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit.
This is such a massive undertaking that I really don't think anything can be done about it. You know, I feel like something big is about to happen, and I keep saying this, like, you know, to anybody who will listen, really. I feel like something big is about to happen with all these Syrian refugees that are here now, and with Obama being in office, and, of course, I've always said from the beginning that he's not a black man, he's a Muslim, and he's here to fulfill whatever group has him in office, whoever's supporting him. America is not in his interest. The Constitution is not in his interest. And if everybody was not so racist, saying, oh, he's an idiot, he's so dumb, he don't know what's going on, they would have realized by now that he's actually a political mastermind, and he's bringing into his affect, you know, whatever he was put in office to do. And I feel like it's going to be revealed shortly. And he's so calm, cool, and collected. He said he's not running for office again. I believe that is a fact. I do not believe that he is running for office again. He's going to be our last president. Ever happens, this terrorist attack, the next one that's coming, or the big one that will, you
G20.
Know, end life as, oh, is that when it is? That will end life as we know it. He's going to institute martial law. And then during that wartime, we do not change president. He's going to be our last president. And he's going to change life as we know it. I feel like we're going to be persecuted, you know, more than anything we've ever seen. You know, we complain, you know, what little we go through. Oh, people are making fun of us. Oh, they don't like us.
Right.
Something to show us. They have something
right.
to show us.
Yeah,
but
they're going to show
feel
us.
Like I gotta respect the fact that they're willing to die for what they believe in, because God knows I'm willing to die for what I believe in. So, you know.
Oh, I'm not.
I just made
I'm damn sure not. I'm damn sure not willing to die
for. What do you believe in, sugar?
Science. I believe in science.
No, I don't. Science is changing. I don't. You can't make a constant.
I believe in the changing.
I
believe in the changing of science. I believe in the evolution of science. I believe in cognitive resonance. I believe in holograms. I believe in quantum physics and quantum mechanics. I believe in biology and physiology and anatomy. I believe in neurology. I believe in what I sense, you know, what I can sense with my nose, my mouth, my eyes, my ears, and my touch.
Yeah.
That's what I believe in.
But
I don't
all
believe
of that
in
is,
it.
It's perceptive, and you're viewing everything you see and do through a paradigm, and you don't even know. You have no way of being aware how this paradigm was built.
Exactly, and neither do you.
Who
exactly, and neither
it.
And neither do you, and neither do you. We don't know who constructed it. We don't know what constructed it. We don't know if it was even constructed. We don't even know if it was constructed.
You know, Kyler, I wasn't a good girl all my life, and I used to cheat in school, so I don't have any confidence in scholars, because I know that some of that is faking it, and
Did I say I had confidence in scholars? No, I did not. Did I? No.
Not today.
I said I
not
believe
today.
In science. I do my own homework.
Yeah.
I do my own research. I do my own reading. I do my own studying. I go to my own college for my own reason. I have my own mind. I have my own mind. I'm not controlled by other people. And you're not either. I believe the way I believe, and I'm open to suggestions, and I'm open to interpretations, and I'm open to new ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
I am too, but I don't necessarily embrace them. Not saying you do, but I'm just saying. I listen, because there are a lot of people with a lot of ideas, and some of those ideas do have a basis in truth. And, you know, I have my own set way of believing things, and I loved science when I was in school. That I mean, God, math and science were my thing, and I still do, but me and the science just keep falling out, and you know why. Some things I just don't believe, you know?
Well, you know, what I don't believe is bullshit religion. I don't believe in religion. I do not believe in any religion. I love Buddhism. I love Hinduism. I love the people in Buddhism. I love the people in Hinduism. I don't like Christians. I love people who study different Middle Eastern philosophies that are not religions. They're more studies than religions, more metaphysical type of philosophies. I enjoy the philosophies. I don't enjoy religion. I don't get off on religion. I don't preach religion. I don't listen to religion. And I don't like religion.
I thought you used to be a preacher.
I did.
Is that true, or did I just make that up?
No, it's true. It's very true.
Mm.
You wouldn't believe the preachers that are coming out of the pulpit, leaving the pulpit because they know it's bullshit, leaving the pulpit because it's bullshit. You would not believe the amount of pastors that are leaving the pulpit because they know it's bullshit.
I believe that there are a lot of them that are just exploiting it. And then there are those that believe what mom believed and grandmother, and they're just going on tradition. You know, Jesus didn't support religion either. It was the religious people that crucified him, actually. Now, how you feel about Jesus, I don't really know. But, you know, just to say he's considered the leader of the religious world according to people, but it was those people that had him crucified. And religious people don't like me either. I don't care for them. We don't really deal. We don't discuss religion. God didn't come to save those that, you know, already have themselves together. And I'm not here for that either. It bothers me. They preach something that they don't even believe in. This is how
right.
I was raised. I was raised on a pew in a formal religion. And my grandfather was a preacher. And I think I told you that already, but you know,
I
came up in this tradition, and I'm expected to follow it. But, of course, you know, when I got later on in high school, I didn't. I rejected it. You know, we all go through that, you know, rebellious phase where we have our own minds and our own ideas. And I started, you know, reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm looking up holidays. I'm trying to figure out, because a holiday is supposed to be a holy day, right? Well, you know, if you know, murder and crime and killing people and hanging people is all wrong, then why do we celebrate Halloween? And what's the Day of the Dead? And what is Easter? What does the Easter Bunny have to do with anything? I started questioning.
And what about Thanksgiving? And what about Thanksgiving? What about Thanksgiving? We killed 30 million Native Americans Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's terrible. I've heard.
We exterminated 30 million people that were already in the United States when the Europeans got here. We exterminated 30 million brown skinned people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything
is not what you thought it was. You know, when you start to dig and you start to do your research, your homework, and you start looking into things rather than just following the tradition of your parents. God, there's so much information out there. But people don't care about that. We'll go and we'll get our turkeys and we'll eat our pies and we'll go on and act like, you know, actually most people don't even know, so it wouldn't be fair of me to say they act like it never happened. Because even I only considered it within the past year or two, and actually it was Facebook, the people with these little Indian pictures saying how, you know, how many people
you
killed
read,
and stuff like that.
You can read Columbus's diary online.
Really? Oh, I have to look into that.
You can read his diary where he talks about molesting the children and raping the women and letting his men rape all the women and then rape all the children and then sick the dogs on the niggers and sick the dogs on the savages and let the dogs tear their limbs off one by one if they tried to escape. And you can read all of it line for line for line for line. And that's Thanksgiving. Hello, Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah. And see, that's not how it's taught in school. In school, it's taught that the Indians, the Americans were dying, and the Indians came and helped save them. And,
so a
and
bunch
the,
of
the
fucking
Indians
white
the
boys.
Feet.
Bunch of fucking white boys came and rescued the poor Indians.
No, the Indians came and rescued the white people because the white people were dying because they didn't know how to live in the colony.
Yeah, well, that's what happened first. That's the first ship that came. That was some of what happened. But then once Columbus found out that the savages didn't have any weapons, once Columbus found out that they just wanted beads and trinkets and toys, he said, these stupid, dumb ass savages, we can take them and we can enslave them and we can kill them. That's how it went. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be put out more. You know, last Thanksgiving, people put it out more and more and more and more. This Thanksgiving, I'm not seeing Columbus's diary. I think I'm going to put it up in the morning over coffee. I think I'll put it on your page, yeah, in the morning over coffee.
Sure, okay.
So people can know what they're celebrating.
I'll be looking for it when I get off work in the morning.
You know, we exterminated the Mexicans first, and then we exterminated the black folks second. Mexicans went first, and then the black folks were imported over here to take up where the Mexicans left off, where the Indians left off. And then the blacks were brought in to clean up the mess and the bodies. And then we started exterminating black folks. That just makes me sick. It literally makes me fucking sick that we did all of this, all in the name of God and the crown, all in the name of God and the Pope and the crown and the king.
Well, you know, what people don't realize is your own God. A lot of people do. You know, there is the one ultimate God that created everything, created the universe, but a lot of people make stuff up and then claim that that's God. The Crusades had nothing to do with God. They going to convert some people. And if the people won't be converted, what, they kill them? I don't know anything about the Crusades. I just know that I get a lot of flack behind it because it's like, oh, yeah, you know, let's just go kill some people in the name of God. It had nothing to do with God. A lot of things people think have something to do with God just because somebody says that it's God. They say that, you know, they're Christians. They say all of this. But you will know a person by the life that they live. And if they don't look, act, walk, talk, anything like they're a Christian, why would you believe that? You know, just because they say that they are. I mean, I could tell you that I'm a doctor because I used to work at a hospital, and so I'm a doctor, and I could charge you $50 an hour just to be talking to you. Would you go for that?
Yeah,
just
I'd come over to see you. Yeah, I'd come over to your office, get a checkup.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I want a checkup. I need a checkup, girl. I tell you.
I hear you.
Well, what you going to do tonight? Work?
Oh, I'm heading to, I was sitting in the parking lot. Think I'm going to go get me a bite to eat and some good artery clogging hamburgers and fries, I guess.
Oh, that shit's not good for you. That shit ain't good for you.
I know. You got to die of something, right? My brother has a picture up saying, if you don't eat bacon, you're still going to die. And that is
so
true.
I'd rather fucking die eating some good old bacon. I'd rather die with my mouth full of bacon, man. My mouth is crammed full of bacon.
Rather bacon than a big salad. Choke on a carrot.
You know, I'm glad you called in tonight. I was pretty lonesome. What time do you get off in the morning?
7.
Seven
get
o'clock.
Off at 7.
Well, don't work too hard tonight, kiddo.
I try not to. But I
what are you ordering?
That I will.
You ordering your food?
Yeah.
Order
modern
me up
technology,
something.
Right?
Are you at the window ordering?
No, I'm behind the register ordering. Hey, sugar.
Oh.
Well, since I was on the phone, I just walked behind the counter and rung it up myself.
Uh huh. Sure you did.
No, like I really did.
What are you doing now?
We ordered lettuce, and I just ordered a salad. Since I was talking about it.
That's not where you work, is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I work at Hardee's.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work in a school in the daytime, and this is how I pay for the school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everything comes with a price, right? No free education here. Can I see you again? I'll be your friend.
Yeah, everything comes with a price. You're right. Let me kill this cat while I'm at it here.
Did you say you're going to kill a cat?
Yeah. I had to whip the cat.
That's not nice.
I whooped her ass. I whooped that cat's ass.
Why, Kyle? You're not such violent.
Mm-mm. Not violent.
You know what?
I told her not to come in the house. I told her not to come in the house twice. I told her not to come in the house twice. And the third time I opened the door to smoke a cigarette, and she runs in the damn door. She knows not to do that. So I whipped her ass.
But it's cold outside, right?
I don't give a shit. She's a cat. God made the cats to live outside, sis.
You don't even believe in God. How can you say that?
Well, God, I do believe in God. I just don't believe in the Christian God. Get on out of here,
Lord.
Cat. Damn you, cat. Get on. I believe in God.
I can't do that.
I believe in some kind of God. I just don't know what kind of God.
Oh, we got
I don't
to
know what kind of God.
Out,
I don't know what kind of God would let all this shit happen every day. What kind of God is that? Let there this shit go on in the first place. He didn't have to create this shit in the first place. We don't even have to be here. He'd been better off if we weren't even here.
Yeah, I used to think like that, too. And
well, I still
we,
do.
Well,
we
yeah.
shit. We shit. We shit. God's so damn smart, he didn't have to make this shit up in the first place. He didn't have to put people through murder. He didn't have to put people through being raped and molested. He didn't have to make it to where we could slaughter each other and cut each other's guts out like ISIS is doing. He didn't have to make it where women could go in the sex trade, little children. Thousands and thousands and thousands of little children being traded on the sex market. No, he didn't have to do that. No, no,
well,
and
that
no.
That wasn't his idea to begin with, but he gives
well,
us
he's
our
fucked
own
up.
Free
he's
will.
Fucked up. He's fucked
we
up.
We have our own
we don't
free,
have free will.
We can do what we want
we
to
don't
do.
Have free will. We don't have free will. There's
you
no possible way. If God, no, you can't. If God is omnipotent. And if God is omnipotent and omnipresent, then no, we do not have free will.
I don't
because
understand
if God
how that
is,
would stop you from having from
if
having
God
free
is
will.
Omnipotent, if God is omnipotent, which
mm-hmm.
the Bible says God is omnipotent, then that means
mm-hmm.
he or she or it already knows everything that we are going to do into infinity.
Yeah, and he gives us that choice. He designed us to worship him. But if
well,
we, when we decided that we didn't want to, we just started doing whatever we wanted to do because he gave us the will to do whatever we want to do. You know, everything
I'm doing
comes
whatever,
with a consequence.
And sis, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Because you did... You wanted to get off the grid and go live on the mountain Well, it's seasoning it. So you say, you know what, I'm getting off this grill and I'm out of here. And you went and you did that. And me, I said, I'm cold. So I'm going to stay in Louisiana. When I got out of the Navy, I could have went up to the East Coast. I love the East Coast. It's beautiful out there. And then my best friend was from Washington State. I could have went over there with her, you know, and I could have done many, many things. I had no children, no husband. I didn't even have a boyfriend. I had cut all ties. I just had friends. And I was like, you know what? It's very cold everywhere else. I came back to Louisiana where, you know, we could wait until the middle of November before we have to wear a jacket, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's cold as hell here. It's about 29 degrees right now.
Oh, my goodness. And we're about to die because it's like 40-something. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting for Sis to get her hamburger there. Pretty cool.
I forgot to mute myself.
Pretty cool show tonight. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Yeah, it's all right. It's all good, sis.
How's Tom Buford doing?
He's great. I just talked to him a little while ago. He was on with me. He's on with me every week. He's on with me once a week. Yeah. Every Friday night, he's on with me. We had a good show this Friday.
Okay. I never can catch y'all. Well, Fridays I usually do this other poetry show, but they haven't been on lately. I don't know what's going on. So.
Well, same shit that's going on with us, probably. Same shit, different day. What'd you get in trouble with your boyfriend for talking to Kyler Davenport?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No. I'm married, actually, but no, I didn't. We didn't have no issues.
That must have been somebody else. Somebody told me they had issues.
I told you that I had got cussed out because I had posted. They had a one of those little picture things up saying, "Leave one word of how we met," and. Comment one word of how we met, and I'll inbox you the link or something like that. And I put that up, and my husband was so upset, and he cussed me out for like 3 hours, and he just kept scrolling through my. And then I had this other thing say, "Never argue with an idiot because they'll drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience." And he got so mad. Because he thought I was talking about him, but I mean, if the shoe fit, then there you go. So I had shut down my account, so he couldn't keep reading.
Damn, you better change your password, girl.
No, he was on his page looking at my stuff.
Oh.
I have most of my stuff public or whatever, and he was just going down my timeline looking at everything and upsetting himself. So. I was like, you know what? Let me just go shut this down. Let Facebook know I'll be back later.
Yeah, I know. You said you were going to leave December 31st and come back January the 1st. I saw that.
People like that. They're like, oh, good for you.
I saw that. I thought that was sad at first. I said, oh, my God, she's leaving. And then I saw the dates on it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I clown all day, all day, all day.
Well, I'm going to get off this damn thing. I'm tired. You know, we're going to start having some big shows. I just got, I got distracted with the surgery. I got this surgery coming up. I got my knee surgery, my hands, my foot surgery. I got to get through all that shit.
Okay.
But I'll
be
back. I mean, I'll be here every week.
I'm
going to
pray for you, Kyler, because I have enough faith for me and you. So that you'll come through and everything will be okay with that. It's a bad time of year to be getting cut on.
Okay, girl. I love you, sis. I love you, sis. Thanks for coming on tonight, okay?
All right. You have a good night.
And I'll see you soon.
All right.
You too, babe. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.